From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. Researchers with USDA's Economic Research Service compared natural cause mortality in rural and urban areas between 1999 and 2001 and 2017 and 19. They found the gap between rural and urban widened between the two time periods. Natural cause mortality rates decreased across all urban age groups, but increased for the prime rural working age population. 30 to 40-year-olds in the rural areas had the largest increase at 19%. Clean Fuels Alliance America applauds New Mexico's governor for signing a clean transportation fuel standard into law. The new law will help drive demand and open a new market for biodiesel and renewable diesel. The goal is to reduce transportation emissions by 20% by 2030 and 30% by 2040. New Mexico is the fourth state to pass a clean fuel standard after California, Oregon, and Washington. The SEC released a limited greenhouse gas disclosure rule that removes a requirement for publicly traded companies to release greenhouse gas emissions data from private companies in their supply chain. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association says Scope 3 reporting could increase burdens on family farmers and ranchers whose beef is processed or sold by publicly traded companies. NCBA President Mark Isley says this is due to NCBA's talks with federal agencies to defend America's cattle producers.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.